Balsutopondruf elpandrukuperna. Divine guidance, ifosondrufu. Aloquis fernvan. Darwan, ifu, pandrusu.
I'm Patricia McNair, your host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. If you are bursting to embrace and strengthen your connection to your divine guidance, your whole being, this is the show for you. Join me the first and third Wednesday of the month at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you ready to discover the amazing gift of the universe that is you? On Divine Guidance with Patricia, Spirit and I will trigger you to embrace and validate the light that you are. On my show, I will bring you thought-provoking, inspiring messages designed to ignite a spark of spiritual awareness, the first step to becoming a whole being. Join me on Divine Guidance with Patricia and discover your gifts and awaken your true sense of self to embrace and empower your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. Divine Guidance with Patricia starts now. Welcome to Divine Guidance with Patricia. I'm Patricia. Interesting life. So exciting to be alive in this time. I'm sure everyone out there is feeling the new energies, the excitement of the turn into divine love and kindness and awareness and unification. It's amazing. So great to be here on this planet at this time. Don't get me started because I got a show to do, right? So I've been doing a lot of work in my business lately, creating some new courses that are coming out probably right after solstice. Got a lot going on for solstice, so get to that first. And these courses and classes, of course, are teachings for Mother Earth and her kingdoms and her alliance, holy team, whatever you want to call them, about the truth of being spirit in form, the truth and the illusion that the human race has been given for eons, and the fact that we come in automatically connected with four conscious bodies vibrating and working. And most of the things that happen to us throughout our life are actually our own four automatic connections fighting against us not knowing that we're connected. So kind of a little bit of soul truth in happening here at Divine Guidance. And so we're going to be bringing that information forward. I'm so excited to bring it forward, because when you automatically know, when you know that you're automatically connected and that you are part of divine source, and that's your birthright, and that's who you are, and you don't have to spend a lifetime of learning spirituality. You just have to remember those four body consciousness. So that course is, I've given it in a couple different areas, and it's been instantaneous. People's results and knowing and awareness and higher frequencies, it's all just been flowing. So I'm grateful to spirit and the divine for sharing the information in a proper way so that I can give it out. So enough about me. I knew this moment was coming years ago. I've known this beautiful, beautiful little sister almost 30 years, I think. And we met on a platform called Pal Talk many, many, many moons ago. And to see what she has done with her being and how she has grown, and she glows so beautifully, you'll see. And every obstacle, and some obstacles that average people take for granted, she has plustered through and gone through and brought in her divine soul and her light. She is intuitive psychic being. She connects with the loved ones who have passed, the spiritual teachers around you, your divine angelic guides. She also communicates with animal souls. And she also does essential oils and drumming and crystal work. Like, she does it all. She's just really one of the most passionate beings I've ever met that never stops bringing in the beauty that she really is. So without any further ado, before our head goes all over the place, I'm going to introduce you to my little sister, the divine being, Amanda Dowell. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Patricia. How are you today?
I am so excited to have you here. It's like, it's a miracle. And it's more than time. So I would like to dedicate this hour to you. I would like for you to tell our audience a little bit about yourself. This is your platform today. This is your time to shine. This is you bringing forward all that you need from the universe here.
All right. Well, that's wonderful. I think that my journey started when I hit college and I was seeing the Native Americans walking around my college campus, and I really didn't know what to do. I was going, what era am I in? And this is not really even college. This is a bunch of tribal people that are standing around that I can understand. And how are they seeing me? They're seeing me in tribal wear, moccasins. They're untying my shoes because they don't understand. I'm seeing somebody knocking on a RA's window. And now this college doesn't even exist anymore. They shut down. But what was so interesting was back then, I really didn't want it to, I didn't want them to shut off the dormitory. And the dormitory was where the guy's dormitory was where one of the spirits came, and they weren't happy. So I had met you and we talked and we started doing some of the Indian songs. And I've met several people that have actually come into my life and helped me to speak some of the language. The nice part was that these people, I could actually somehow understand the language and understand what they wanted without speaking the language, but you helped me through that. And this medicine man was very angry. And you gave me some things to do, which back then we had dial-up, you know, we've come a little bit forward in technology. So here I am writing down on a piece of paper what you told me to do. And I did that. I took a friend with me and we went out and we spoke this prayer that you said over this beautiful land in Tennessee, and you were in Canada, you still are. And I was quite shocked because I thought, wow, I'm taking this paper that this, you know, dear sister of mine told me, here's what you do. And it's mapped out. I'm going, okay, I'm a college student being woke up in the middle of the night by all these children, all these natives. And I'm going, what happened? And, you know, basically this was a village before. And then they came and they took over and made it a college, which, I mean, I met all kinds of really neat people. It was really fun, but I kept drumming and singing the songs. So it miraculously made the medicine man happy, whatever it was you told me to do, you know, the offering, the prayers, you know, because he was not happy. I walked in there and I got really sick and I didn't think I could make it out, but luckily a friend was there and she said, I'll go with you when you do this. So, you know, ever since it's just been a journey where I've come to find that I'm some Native American rainbow shaman that has some kind of prophecy. And I know that we're beings of light and we're here for a reason. And you told me that, you know, God is everywhere. He's in the trees, he's in the birds. And I can remember going, you know, God, if I'm not supposed to have this gift, take it away from me, you know, give me something. But you said, you know, just hold strong because all of these things represent the creator. And that was one thing I could really resonate with because I thought, you know, I'm not really much of the, you know, go to Wednesday Bible study, which we had to do anyway, you know, because it was the college. But the Native American studies really helped me to you know, embrace further and stick with it and stick in there, you know, and work to be a teacher. I really didn't know what kind of a teacher I would be. I never thought to this day I would be teaching some Native American studies, talking to animals, doing my animal thing, and then I would be doing some kind of shaman work or, you know, good medicine to heal people. And yes, I do really like helping people. Even, you know, they call it readings, but I call it therapy.
Okay. Well, you know what? So in all that you have done, you faced a lot of different obstacles, as everyone else has, but everyone's hard one is hard. That's what my husband says. Everyone's hard one is hard. Like, it's hard to get through. So you are now in Missouri, right? But you're from Tennessee.
Well, I went to Missouri because I was called.
Okay.
Creator called me. There was a little girl. She's not little anymore. But Spirit led me to a girl who was very high functioning, and they call it autism. You know, the Native Americans, we hate labels. We don't like to be labeled autistic. We don't like to be labeled, you know, some of them call those children indigo, crystal, rainbow kids, you know, that's a little better, but still, you know, I like the kids that say, you know, mom, I really don't like to be labeled. And I looked at this kid and I was telling the mom on the phone, I said, you know what? This child is very, very gifted. She's not just autistic or Asperger's or whatever you call it. You know, she's far beyond, she's wise, far beyond wise. You know, she's like an Indian elder. And so, you know, I kind of took her and showed her mother, you know, that she is very gifted. And she showed that. I mean, she went back into her computer room and said, hey, can you do this, 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 and this? And her child looked at her and she said, yeah. And the mom said, why didn't you tell me? And she said, because you wouldn't believe me. You know, a lot of kids and people think they're going to get locked up if they talk about how gifted they are, that they're meeting with Abraham Lincoln, that they're having these spiritual, you know, conferences in the back room. In fact, this is the very back room she sat in, and she wouldn't come out. She wouldn't talk to anybody because she was having so many conversations with, you know, what I had been through on I want to call it the college Indian reservation that I was going, this girl's having the same conversations, kind of, not exactly, not just like, but she might as well have been. She's talking to angels. She's talking to things you can't see. And she sees these things, and she will very humbly come to me and tell me the things that she sees. And so that began my journey in Missouri, and ever since then I've always wanted to stay there, but I couldn't really stay there. You know, Spirit catapulted me 3.5 hours away from this child, and then I had my own circumstances that happened, and I got catapulted back into this kid's life, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm getting a second chance, you know, to work with this kid. She's not a child anymore, she's an adult. And she reminds me, although I still want to call her a kid because she's so cute, you know, but we still work together, and it really brings out myself. Even the animals do. I'm lighter because of the animals and the connections that I have. In fact, I posted about Mustangs, you know, today, because I was talking to the horses and I don't have to physically be with them. I just naturally communicate with them. So that's why I'm in Missouri and Illinois, is because, you know, I feel like I was sent to a child, honestly.
I find that really interesting, because it's like you paid forward what was given to you when you were struggling with knowing your gifts or what was happening to you. So with that, we're going to take our first break here, Sierra, and we will talk more with Amanda when we come back and get into some nitty-gritty stuff.
Tune in to Maximum Resilience with me, Kelly Bazzani, your ally for addiction, the first Monday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. Join us and engage in this epic journey of how to own your power and change your perception of addiction while we revolutionize the approach that ensures mental health as we address a worldwide epidemic. Take the steps that lead you towards an incredible life of maximum resilience. We do recover. Visit My Resilience Coach.
Tune in to Reinventing You with me, Danielle Silverman, on the second and fourth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In today's world of ever-constant evolution, the only career change that matters is when what you do matches who you are. On Reinventing You, you'll find concrete tools to help you embrace change and feel optimistic and inspired about your future. It's your vision, your life. Be passionate.
Feeling overwhelmed by life and underwhelmed by your prospects, unheard and unappreciated? Vibrant Voices gets joyful about authenticity and reshaping your reality. Join Christine Vibrant and guests on Vibrant Voices and give your voice a chance to be represented. Streaming live on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Are you living life in full expression? Join me, Beth Wolf, on Life in Full Expression each Monday at noon Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn how to explore, elevate, expand, and live your best life, discover the seven dimensions of life blueprint of expression. Get ready to fully express, develop your limitless capacity, and experience amazement to become an igniter and inspire. Visit BethWolf.com to discover the dynamic coaching of life.
Join Dr. Ellie Zarabian, host of From Chaos to Connection, Growing from Pain to Community, every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can impact the world in the most powerful way. Whatever your spiritual background or cultural heritage, you can transform pain and trauma into community and well-being. On Chaos to Connection, Dr. Ellie helps you identify what you need to make progress on your life's journey. Visit CenterOnPeace.com.
Welcome back to Divine Guidance with Patricia and Amanda. Okay, so Amanda, it was really interesting that you brought forward the story of why you went to Missouri. And a lot of people get messages to travel or to go somewhere, but they don't listen. So, and when you listen and you do it, amazing things that you can't even control or know or write about happen, don't they?
They do. You know, one of the things that I felt like I was really a student in more ways than one in college, because I took on I want to learn from the Native American elders. You know, I want to be that medicine woman, that shaman, which, I was very fortunate to meet you and other people. And I'm very humbled, you know, by that, because, you know, you taught me as well as others to listen to the messages that you get. And when I started on this path, I thought, why Missouri? You know, why would I go? Oh, you're going to meet some little kid named Mary. Really? What does that mean? Well, just go put yourself in that and see what you get out of it. And I got a lot out of it.
Awesome. I want to go back, Amanda, because you shared a story with me in the information that you sent me for the show. And forgive me, it's been 30 years. I forget some of the stuff, but I really found it interesting rereading and re-experiencing your story about when you were in the hospital and the angels, and that this is something that you were born with. You talk about learning with First Nation people and elders. But let's go back to you and how tiny you were when you actually understood that you were communicating with angels. So a lot of what you brought in, I don't think you've credited yourself enough over the years. I think I always say this to you, that you brought a lot of this in naturally. So let's go back to that and let's bring that out for you.
Well, when I was born, I remember almost dying because I was put into a situation where, and now I've really healed from it because I've had some, I guess you'd call it past life regression or, you know, hypnosis therapy to heal this, but coming through an abortion, you know, coming through an actual nurse saying, ma'am, you're too far along, have the kid. I thought, oh my goodness, I'm going to die right here, right now. Boom, I'm going to be gone. That wasn't the case. I had some spirit come to me and hold me in the midst of this going, nope, you're not going anywhere. You can't go anywhere. And I went, who is that? You know, and she did materialize for a little bit and she came to me in human form. That is a real thing. Of course, I had a medicine woman appear in the midst of that too to help me on a giant journey, which I mean, I've had, you know, I give credit to those people because they helped me to see why I formed as a preemie. I could fit in the palm of your hand. And I came in with these gifts that I couldn't believe I had. I thought everyone had them, you know, talking to animals at 5 years old, seeing your dog talk to you and he's what, you know, a tiny little puppy. And I'm thinking, where's the little boy? Wait a minute. That's not a little boy. That's that's like Dr. Doolittle in the movies. And I'm going, that dog is really talking to me. That's not a little boy. How does that work? You know, I mean, we never know how to formate that. And people go, oh, I want to hear them. And you can if you really work at it. But I think you have to be so close in vibration frequency to actually hear them. Learning about frequency taught me that, because when I first started with this gift, I went, why am I hearing the dog on the floor? Why am I hearing the horse? How come I hear a chicken that has a French accent or English accent? You know, it's like, even the chickens have different accents. Okay. Or cows, you know, I can be driving down the highway and I hear some, you know, English accent and I'm thinking, who's that? You know, that could be a dog, cat, or bird. And I'm thinking, even the squirrels talk like auctioneers. So it's quite a different world. You could probably say it's like Disney World for me. You know, it's kind of like, where does that gift come from? Creator blessed me with so many gifts as a little girl. Even seeing my grandmother at age 7, you know, you're thinking, why is she asleep? And why is she in the casket? And why is she sitting here, you know, comforting me? You know, oh, I'm here, I'm okay. You know, that's a big deal for a kid.
It is. It's amazing. So let's go to the knowing that you had, like, you realized that you had these gifts, but you thought everyone else had them as well. And so there's an amazing part of people that they shut down after a certain age, and things get closed off at certain ages for people, or they just discard them. So how did these gifts coming through you as a small child, how did they stay alive, and what type of things and experiences did you have where you actually assisted with those gifts at a young age?
Well, I was always telling the truth, you know, to parents, individuals. I mean, you know, the truth and being honest as a child, you want somebody to tell you the truth. Honesty, the little innocence of honesty really comes through a child. So we have to remember that's a frequency thing too. It's how high you can keep your frequency. So as we get older, as adults, you know, we can kind of keep a childlike perspective and keep those gifts alive. Now, I focused on, say, you know, people that wouldn't understand. And I thought that they too, and they did, they had the gift too, but sometimes we can be afraid of it. And so they really shut down in the middle of that. And I said, you know what, I'm going to be a little bit more positive than that. I'm going to be the little girl that opens up her gifts and shines. And I met people in a group called Healing Touch, which really, you know, magnified my gifts and made them even stronger. And so these Healing Touch people, be it they were a psychologist at a school, a caregiver, and a lady at a Montessori school, and they would always tell me, You know what you're going to do with your gift as a healing touch person? You probably won't be a massage therapist, which that was another deal for me. You're probably going to be a teacher for children. And I thought, yes, I'm going to go to college and be a teacher. Of course, you know, my ideas of that have grown up into going to school. I'm helping the children, the elders, and, you know, the adolescents, you know, the teenagers. So I'm finding it's little kid, it's adolescents, it's grownups, you know, but the grownups have a real, and sometimes the adolescents, the teenagers do too, with keeping their frequency. See, I always said, ooh, these are superpowers. You know, this is a gift for children. It's like, ooh, super bracelets. And I had a counselor say, you know, with the anxieties that I had as a kid, those were me feeling the world. And I appreciate her for saying that, that I needed to chant and balance myself out and eat properly. You know, counseling gave me a lot of guidance because she was also a Reiki practitioner, Ayurvedic practitioner, teaching me the chants of the world. And I appreciated her wisdom, but I also appreciated the school teacher counselors for taking a little kid and showing them healing touch. Cause I said, I don't want the book. Oh no, she can do it naturally. She can just put her hands on somebody and know where their chakras are. That innocence, you know, really keeps it alive. So the skeptical ones, I just kind of went, well, I have to accept them where they are. I don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's my just kind of like, you know, you see the spirit within, you know, the creator, creation, God, I see God within you, you know, kind of thing. So when you see God in somebody, they're very light. And so I wanted to keep that alive. You know, the darkness didn't even really, it bothered me when I went to that angry medicine man and you gave me those prayers. It made me very sick being a sensitive, but, you know, I'm learning to put up boundaries and mirrors and things like that. And that's creator, you know, help me with this because still we all have the light within us, no matter how dark it gets, but it does get very dark.
It can get very dark, but the dark has no power over us unless we give it.
Absolutely. That is correct. We are more powerful than what we realize.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They need us. We don't need them. That's right. Yeah, that's a whole other show, but we'll get into that maybe a little bit later. We've got a couple more minutes here before we go to break. So what I'd like you to do, Amanda, is if you could give us your website. Mm-hmm. And maybe tell us also your radio program that you do.
Sure. I wanted to bring up getting sick too, because I was about to give up. You know, I was at a stage where I quit my radio show and I quit, you know, really I got back into doing readings, but it was very slow. I slowly went to fairs, got into it, and I was just asking for a guide. You know, give me a Native American, give me a medicine woman, give me somebody. And I heard these singing bowls. I mean, now I already had a singing bowl practitioner lady that's now teaching classes, and I went through her class. But to back up a little bit, I had a medicine woman come into my life.
And all right, we'll get to the medicine woman right after the break. But if you could let people know what your website is.
Yeah, my website is Amanda Dowell, D-O-W-E-L, psychic-healer.com. My email address is starguidereadings@gmail.com. And you can find me on Facebook, Amanda Dowell Starwaya.
S-T-A-R-W-A-Y-A.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so you got your own page on Facebook so they can connect with you for sessions and readings and anything that spiritually they would need to have, right?
Yeah, the radio show is Mondays at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com. You can go to Google and look it up and put in Messages of Light, and that's my radio show.
Okay, perfect. All right, we'll be back with Amanda and some more information about her beauty and her services and her soul and her gifts right after this message. Thank you.
Thank you. Life Engineering processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to create a life of alignment on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join host Gabriella Embon and Dr. Pat every first and third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific for Wisdom Nuggets, step-by-step guidance to uncover the processes that help create the perfect synergy between your mind, body, and spirit to realize your true potential. Get ready for some magic wisdom on how to create a life of no regrets. Visit coachingacademy.net.
Are you a badass with big dreams? Then you need to join Confident AF Live, taking your mindset next level to get next year's results today. With me, Brandon Foster. Tune in every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will help you crack open the door to new ways of thinking and believing about yourself with mindset practices for badass people like yourself. For more information, visit BrandonRFoster.com.
Tune in to Artfully Askew with Deb, an artist's way of navigating life. Listen or watch every first Tuesday at 4 p.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are not alone. Life is about connection, and art is always with us. Deb welcomes those who dare to step into a space of genuine comfort and celebration, all with the healing power through art. For more information about Artfully Askew with Deb, an artist's way of navigating life, visit ArtfullyAskew.com.
The Relevance of Now podcast has been created to assist you in remembering, embracing, embodying, and enjoying your true self, your essence, and your true power that is constantly expanding and unfolding. Within the Relevance of Now, you are stepping out of the requirements to be other than who you are as you remember and experience the uniquely beautiful facet of Creator that you are. For more information, visit williamlinville.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country, and it's just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, maryjanemack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Welcome back to Divine Guidance with Patricia. This is such an amazing platform, Amanda. I hope you're enjoying yourself here.
I am enjoying it. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. We'll have you on again. And this is so fast. An hour goes by like that.
It does, doesn't it?
Sierra's going to put something. Who can see? I think there's a message coming in from somebody that's watching the show, so we'll wait for that. Until then, how did you get interested into the crystals and the stones, Amanda? Because you know I love them.
Oh, right? I do. I do too. And I wanted to bring up giving up on my radio show too, but I'll get into that after I...
Yes, you're right.
No, don't be sorry. Be yourself. You know, we have to be ourselves, not sorry. Crystals, I got into, I guess I was still a little girl because Healing Touch brought in the crystals to show us that they have energy and frequency, and they can kind of be feminine, masculine, whatever. I mean, so, and I understood that medicine people, you know, Native American shaman people use stones for healing. So, and after I got into Healing Touch, I started saying, wow, there's medicine people. There's a medicine man. There's a medicine woman. We're talking about a little girl. So I was picking up quartz crystals early on, and I could feel their frequency. You can do that with essential oils too. They have a frequency, a vibration. When I got into sound therapy, which now offers sound baths, it was a rehabilitation for my healing because I could move. I was playing with both hands. And so the students were seeing me transform into this miraculous, beautiful being, they're like, oh my gosh, you're transforming. I've never seen this side of you. I became more open as I was playing crystal balls, move with the movement with my hands, both left, you know, and they were finding I was speaking more. And so Lisa Greslick of Svound, SV Sound, she's like, Amanda came out of a really big thing when she was in the hospital, you know, when I felt like I felt the medicine woman hold me. I felt you hold me. And I just thought, I can't get up out of bed. You know, I kept playing the bowls. I kept talking to the animals that I talked to. Lisa has beautiful dogs that I feel also saved my life. You know, a shout out to Ace and Annie. Annie's a medicine woman. She's very beautiful. I had a medicine woman manifest at a fair who helped me too, to get out there more and play my bowls before I went into Svound. And this was Ann Beard. You know, she stepped forward and she said, you're my little sister, but we need to get you okay again. But landing in the hospital, I did not think I would come out of this. I was so sick and I couldn't move. And I felt my spirit was being held. And that was you, of course. And I just, you know, I was telling my friend who does quantum healing, quantum touch, I said, I can't make it out of this. I'm not going to do my radio show anymore. I'm not going to be able to do readings. And she was looking at me. She goes, oh, you've got to stay here. You have a mission here. And I thought, she was a nurse for how many years? And she's holding my hand in the hospital telling me, you know, you're going to be working for a healing center. That came true. You're going to meet these people that are there, Bridget and Andrea, which are two very interesting people that have come into my life near Illinois and Missouri. So I thought it was all false. You know, I was laying there going, Emily, you can't be right. Emily in Missouri, you know, holding my hand in the hospital. And I felt your spirit in Canada, you know, making sure I'm okay. And I'm going, I can't even move. And Emily says, this is an illusion, Amanda. It's all an illusion. You're going to get up from here and you're not even going to feel this anymore. Okay. You know, it may not be exactly the same. Your body may not be the same. I flatlined. I died. And then something just went boom. And I came back and I went, oh my goodness, I'm back now. But she yeah. was holding my spirit and you were too. And Emily said, oh, you got to come back. All these people want you here. Don't you know that? And this physical person being there really helped me come back because she was mentioning names that she doesn't know how she mentioned them. I don't even know how she mentioned them, but she was saying names, you know, people like you. And then boom, I just felt it. And I'm like, oh, well, there's somebody here with me. That was huge.
Well, you know, the beautiful thing is many who bring all that they are into this physical form flatline, if not once, many times through our life. My personal experience has been that I kind of take a 10-second break, which feels like longer, to go bring more of myself in. And I grab more of me to come in to do the rest of my journey with. And I saw that with you. And I'm really proud, really happy that you did come back. And once again, it's your choice. It's your dominion. It's your sovereignty. It's up between you and the creator. So I'm looking here and we have a Claire Callinan.
Claire, uh-huh.
Yeah, she wants to know if you have a way to triage the voices to know the good from the bad. Good question.
I think you do. The bad is it the bad really makes you feel like you can give up. That's where I was. The voices will tell you, you know, even with my driving now, which I mean, I've got the Svound people too encouraging me, you know, play the bowls. You'll drive as you play your singing bowls. Your singing bowls are going to make you stronger. The drumming is going to make you stronger. So the nice voices are very peaceful. They're very soft and they're gentle. Even if they give bad news, they're gentle at least. Whereas
honest, fair.
Those negative voices will just tell you you're horrible, you're bad, it's negative. And, you know, I knew that was coming in my healing because it was there, you know, just give up. And I thought, well, if I give up, then I will let down not only Mary, not only Claire, not only you know, her mom, this Andrea person I hadn't met yet, you know, this Bridget. I thought, you know, if I give up, if I stop, then this healing center that wants to be created for mankind won't be out there. You know, this place that I see in my vision is not going to happen. This traveling around the world is not going to happen if I quit. You know, that's the voices that are negative.
Right. So you always leave yourself out, beautiful sister, right? You're not going to give up on yourself anymore because of some of the loads that you've been carrying are not yours anymore. And so discerning through the singing bowls, the sound, allows you to know what you're carrying on your frequency. I visualize it as a transparent piece of paper with notes. And there's little blobs of jelly or jam somebody's dropped on that paper, and it makes it heavy and it doesn't float anymore. So taking all that off that's not yours.
Right.
And realizing the beautiful music that is you, right?
Well, so, I think during sound, what I got out of doing Lisa Greslick's class, and the dogs encouraged me to take it, was, you know, the dogs told me, take the class, see what we're talking about. And what Ace and Annie taught me was that, you know, hey, when you play the sound, listen to the frequency. When you drum, listen to how the negative goes away. When you play those bowls that Lisa has got you playing, they were such a, I like the higher frequencies too, that sound. But honestly, the lower is the ground. The lower grounds you. And that's what she put me with. She's like, hey, pair this one and this one. And I went, oh, we're pairing a bowls collection for me, you know, that I'm going to be playing for the healing center and other people. Oh my gosh, this grounds you. And she goes, yeah, let's do that every morning. Be slower at getting up in the morning and really listen. And so the more you talk to animals the way I do, the more your frequency goes up. You know, that's why the animals get me up every morning. That's why the animals say, hey, wear this color. You know, do this. Ace is my fashion designer. You know, he's a whippet. And he goes, yeah, let's have you doing this. And Lisa's like, he's such a clown, isn't he? And he really is. He's 120 years old. But see, the more we talk to animals, or we're around horses, or we're on the ground, the better we are. You know, which the Indians know, the Native Americans know, put your feet on the ground. Ground yourself. I mean, the one thing Ann Beard was telling me, she's like, girl, we have got to get you in your body. You cannot be flying around like that. We have got to get you down here.
Interesting.
I saw that little light come in. That was awesome.
Which light?
I saw a light go. It's like an angel was behind you.
Ah, thank you. That's it could be my selenite tower, but
I think it's an angel, but I see the selenite tower.
Oh, good. I love it. All right. We were going to take a break, but I think we'll just continue through. I'll just ask Sierra if you can let me know when we're down to like the last 5 minutes, because I'd like to give my guests a minute to recap and put their message out at the end. So you've been doing a lot of things and filling a lot of voids and spaces, and forever growing, and remembering who you are. You know me, I don't like learning because that means you have to pass or fail. It's all about remembering, right. And that we're specially trained before we come in. Now, there are things that we all have many different gifts, and some of those gifts we have restraints on in this lifetime because they would distract us from our divine purpose in this lifetime. And yet, in the last 10 years, we've heard all old contracts be broken, all restraints be lifted. It's almost like we're bringing it all to the table now, darling. And that can be a little bit chaotic for people who are bringing forward the best intent and the best effort of their frequency, of their soul, of their divine gifts, and their holy light. And so when I hear someone of your beauty doing everything, I mean, somebody might say, well, okay, but nobody can do everything. Yes, you can. Yes.
There was a book that I read, how many years ago was it? I guess it was a few years ago. It's called Dare to Be Limitless. And what this practitioner taught me, her and her husband, they were of the Peruvian background with the rattle. I have one that I use in my ceremonies and healing, which keeps the demons away. I found out drumming and rattles keep those negative things away, which is wonderful. So does the singing bowls. Things will run away if you play those. You can do anything you want. Basically, dare to be limitless. Don't put yourself by limiting yourself, which I did for years. You know, I did that with a couple of things I'm working to conquer now. I did for years, which the Svan students saw that. They're like, boy, she did limit herself, you know, once upon a time. And she put those limits up, but she can do anything. You know, and I have learned that even working at a healing center, that you can really, like the book says, Dare to Be Limitless by Elsa Stokes, you know. I mean, read the book, but just be limitless. Don't limit yourself.
Yeah, I always say don't limit the creator. But what a great message to put that back to me right now. It says don't limit myself either. So thank you for that. I have just received something beautiful from your words and your message. So thanks. So if you were to pick one that really, 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 really get your soul dancing and your spirit flying, what would be your modality or your tool or your gift that does that for you?
Well, you know,
not others, you.
It's really funny because I do like to do the healing work and the drums and the rattles and bells and chimes. Really, I think what I found is, you know, the Native American song is something that brings my heart joy, because I always enjoyed singing Amazing Grace in Cherokee, and it really just warms my soul. So as much as I like to do healing and sound, I love the Native song still, and I'm still on the drums, so I'm all for that.
We are children.
That song.
Of the angels. Come on, Amanda. Keepers.
That's a beautiful song. That's one of my favorites, actually.
Come on, Amanda. We are children
of the angels. Reaching for the light. That's a beautiful song. Well, I love it.
We're not strangers. We all are brothers.
We only came here to love each other here in the circle of light.
I remember singing that with you day after day.
Just oh man, we did.
And the energy and the frequency that came for both of us with what we were going through at the time is just magic. It's just magic. So I'm wondering if you sing now, if you actually sing the song of your soul still.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it amazing?
It's out there. Yes, it's amazing. And I still have the sun song that I used to sing you once upon a time ago.
Yes,
I've gone back to that song. You know, good sunshine woman.
Now you're telling tales out of school.
Well, I have that song, you know, Walking in Sunshine.
Yes.
It's an Indian song. So
I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You want to share a little bit, or are you shy?
I don't have it yet where I can pull it up yet.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, we will get a recording of that.
Yeah, I plan on my recording website, some of these native songs. I mean, okay. People are still like, you can sing Amazing Grace in Cherokee. Wow.
Yes.
You know, I do with the music in the background, but it is beautiful. Yeah. I just love it.
Yeah, I know. And Susan Aglukart does a beautiful rendition of it as well.
Oh, I bet she does.
It's amazing. I could talk about music forever, but what I would like to do is, if you'd like to do a couple of recordings of your singing and drumming and give it to me, I'll put it up on my blog on my website for you.
Okay? All right, I'll get those to you.
So this is a part of the show, folks, where I have to pull back a little bit, although I'm so excited and time's gone by so fast. I'd love to have you back again. We've got about 4 minutes. I'm going to say thank you, Amanda. I love you dearly. Always will. And I'm going to hand it over to you. Anything you would like to share to our audience here?
You know, I think that one of the things that I am blessed to learn from the Native American tribes is that I'm a rainbow shaman, that I work with all the colors of the rainbow, that they are beautiful individuals. So are the animals. I learn from the animals. They learn from me. We help each other. I listen to the trees and the wind blow. You know, we're all one. We're all one on this journey, and no one person is better than the other person. And I think that we have to remember that we have to listen to that. We have to listen to our souls, and I can recognize a soul based on our frequency. But, you know, I had the privilege of learning, you know, that there was so much to nature with the water and the trees and the birds. You know, being in the presence of you taught me that. As I was the student, and we're all students and we're all teachers. And I think the one thing I really had a goal to bring to the world is we're all one. There's no more hatred, no more wars. Let's focus on the frequency vibration that's positive, the heart chakra, which is one of the singing bowls handheld that I play often when I'm house blessing. You know, we can up our frequency. It's important that we work on our frequencies. And that we help one another. You know, don't be afraid to reach out and help one another. We're all family. You know, we're all one.
I love that. And I think that's an amazing way to close off the show. Amanda, thank you. Creator's blessings. And we'll talk soon. Thank you, Sierra, for all your help. And thank you for
thank you.
Divine Guidance with Patricia.
And blessings to you guys.
Thank you for listening to Divine Guidance with Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Patricia McNair. Tune in next time to explore more challenges that can help you achieve your whole being. I know we are all capable of truly being whole, and with a little empowerment, anyone can access an entire universe of knowing that is just waiting to be explored. For more information about me and my services, visit divineguidance.earth. That's divineguidance.earth. See you next time, where together we focus on solutions for the whole being.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers.